We are unique. We are individuals and a collective. We are a community, a family. We are lesbians and gays. We are the dykes, the puffs, trannies, trans, lezzers. We are trans lezzers, queer, non-binary, pansexual, bisexual, femmes and fags. We are all the words that have described us now and then. We are the kids of coal miners, factory workers, steel workers and machinists. We are the working class queers of our generation. This is the story of Section 28, a time when our community was held back, held down, deadlocked and detained, a time when we were silenced. Robert Bell, Richard Ward, Alan Curry, Anthony Kwok, Kim Teo, Don Melia, Nigel Young, Dave Lewis, Mark Ashton, Derek Hughes, Martin King, Roddy Barnes, George Hodson, Sampan Sabai, Derek Stafford, Chris Andrews. Hello, lesbian and gay switchboard. How can I help? Hello? Not good, really. I'm positive. My test was positive. No. I've had no counselling at all. My lover Martin died of AIDS, so I know the facts. I'm scared stupid. My housemate also hates me because of the risk to her two children. She said, I wouldn't come into your house with a condition like that without telling you first. Yeah. I can't cope. Okay. I might call back. Thanks. Bye. Some children grow up to be lesbian and gay, to be just like us. Some Labour-led councils are campaigning for positive images of us. One of these positive images is a little Danish picture book. In this book, you will read about Jenny, Martin, and Eric. Martin is Jenny's dad, and Eric is Martin's lover. They all live happily together. And this is the story of how they spend their weekend. But the parents and the press are panicking about little Jenny. They are really angry about little Jenny, and they hate her daddies.
My name is Betty Sheridan. I'm married with two children and I'm scared. If you vote Labour, they'll go on teaching my kids about gays and lesbians instead of giving them proper lessons.
My lords, today we are asked to support a bill which would prevent the promotion of what is now called a positive image of homosexuality. It is revolting stuff. There is evidence in shocking abundance that children in our schools, some as young as 5 years, are frequently being encouraged into homosexuality and lesbianism. There is a pile of filth, and it is shocking when one considers that it is all paid for by the rates. What is the aim? Children are trapped in an education system from which they have no escape. They may be exposed to influences, which could be seriously psychologically destabilizing, and where their parents suffer brutal intimidation. Any venereologist will say that syphilis, gonorrhea, and genital herpes are characteristically infections of homosexuals. If that were not enough, we now have the terror of AIDS. Some of that which is being taught to children in our schools would undoubtedly lead to a great spread. The noble Viscount said that homosexuals regard themselves as normal. One has only to look through the entire animal world to realize that it is abnormal. When one is young at school, one is very impressionable and may just as easily pick up bad habits as good habits. I speak for the sake of children. What is also not acceptable is the aggressive promotion and teaching in our schools and in our community of homosexuality as a way of life in our society. I was referring to male homosexuals. I did not think then that lesbians were a problem. They do not molest little girls. They do not indulge in disgusting and unnatural practices like buggery. They are not wildly promiscuous and do not spread venereal disease. It is part of the softening up propaganda that lesbians and gays are nearly always referred to in that order. The relatively harmless lesbian leads on to the vicious gay. But I have been warned that the loony left is hardening up the lesbian camp and that they are becoming increasingly aggressive. One of the characteristics of our time is that we have, for several decades past, been emancipating minorities that claimed that they were disadvantaged. Are they grateful? Not a bit. We emancipated races and got inverted racism. We emancipate homosexuals, and they will push us off the pavement if we give them a chance. I have had overwhelming support for this bill from all over the country and a very good press. My lords, I commend this bill to the House. Take the politics out of education. Vote Conservative.
Hello, lesbian and gay switchboard. How can I help?
Hello? Is this confidential? Sorry, I reversed the charges. I've been kicked out of my home by my parents with a bag of clothes and no money. My dad's beaten me up. He's given me a broken nose. Well, I work with my dad, though, so I've lost my job now, too. I've rung my parents, but they just put the phone down on me. My brother killed himself because he couldn't tell anyone he was gay. I knew, but we never spoke about it. I hate the bastards. The council. I'll go first thing Monday morning and tell them I'm homeless. Okay. I hate being gay. I've got to go.
Our boots are laced. This is no pride carnival.
Platform 10 for the 0756 Organisation of Lesbian and Gay Action Charter Train for Manchester Piccadilly. Calling at Manchester Piccadilly only.
This is the largest national demonstration there's been in Manchester in the last 20 years, and we're very proud of it. Yesterday, in this square, there was a demonstration around health service issues. People in this country are very concerned about their civil rights, and we shouldn't make the mistake of thinking that Clause 28 and the attacks in the national media and the press on gays and lesbians are disassociated.
Three women gay rights protesters caused pandemonium in the House of Lords when they abseiled from the public gallery onto the floor of the chamber.
They can round us up. They can gas us, they can shoot us, they can do whatever they like with us, but they will never annihilate us. Homosexuality does exist and we will never surrender. We are out. We are proud, and we are never going underground. It's outrageous. Stamp on homophobia. Stop homo-hatred. Defiant sex criminals. Stitch, my little mices, stitch. It's a wedding. Oh, lovely, it's a wedding. Equality now. The great Eros. Homo promo. Sample a free trial offer of homosexuality. Hear the stories of straights turned queer. Rejoice at being saved from hetero hell. Join us in our mass kiss in. Oh, what a smacker. Say no to Thatcher's family values. Fuck Section 28!
19th of April, 1988. The National Union of Mine Workers deplores the proposals contained in the local government bill, which represents a further attack on those freedoms which should be enjoyed within any civilized society. Yours fraternally, the National Union of Mine Workers. Please, dig deep for the miners. Hello, lesbian and gay switchboard. How can I help?
Hello? Is it safe? My school found out I'm gay. They told my parents. Yeah. We're Christians. They said I'm wrong. It's against the Bible. Teachers don't want to know. It's something called Section 28. Where can I go? Albert Kennedy Trust. Thank you. Can I speak to you again? Oh. Okay. Thanks. Bye.
There is an atmosphere that the other needs to be eradicated, and we are seen as a threat to the institution of the family. Lesbian mothers are fighting to keep their children. Mothers involved in custody cases are already having their way of life pried into and questioned. Courts labelling lesbians who left their husbands as unsuitable mothers. A woman is screamed at by a judge, saying that it's not natural and animals don't do it. She's branded morally dangerous simply because she exhibits the ability to love another woman. She's called perverse, accused of abusing her children. Section 28 claims to protect families, but in fact, the state is breaking them down.
Hello, Lesbian and Gay Switchboard. How can I help?
I need some help. I'm going to court tomorrow to get an injunction against my husband. He's abusive. Physically, mentally. He took our son away. He's trying to get custody. He says he's going to reveal me as a lesbian and that I'll lose my children, but they would be better off with me. I have to go, but I will call back. Okay. Great. Thanks. Bye.
In 1982, I was diagnosed with the virus. There is no medication. There is no cure. For the government to forbid any discussion of homosexuality, to my mind, is a criminal act. Children aren't being taught how to protect themselves. A diagnosis can be, and is for many, a death sentence. Section 28 is giving people an excuse to beat us up. The violence is being used to silence us. Some poor lad was beaten half to death on Clapham Common. I'm involved in the lesbian and gay self-defence movement. Tomorrow night, we're there. Self-defence is no offence. Queers bash back. 4 years ago, we were at the Miners' Welfare Hall in South Wales, about to meet hundreds of miners. I'd been used to going to work in men's clubs in Lancashire growing up, but now I was doing it as an out and proud gay man and feeling accepted. Seeing so many straight men at the Manchester rally felt like something had changed. I've just come out. I'm reading anything that hints at a gayer, freer, less inhibited life. Spare rib, square peg, city limits. I'm finding my community in campaigning against the clause. Dyke, dyke, dyke. Get off this bush, you fucking dirty leather. Me. I'm the fucking dirty leather dyke. I'm the daughter. I'm the sister. I will be the mother of two beautiful women. I am the teacher of your young children.
It is midnight. The offices of Capital Gay, a weekly LGBT newspaper, are firebombed. They are destroyed. Something to tell you, Mother. Sister, I have something to tell you. We have something to tell you, Reverend. Look, Mister, I have something to tell you. Mum and Dad, I have something to tell you. Something to tell you, Gaffer. Workmates, I have something to tell you. Something to tell you, brother. Darling, I have something to tell you. Something to tell you, sir. Doctor, I have something to tell you. Granddad, something to tell you. Lover, I have something to tell you. Something to tell you, friends. We have something to tell you, miss. I have something to tell you. Something to tell you, mate. Uncle, I have something to tell you. Something to tell you.
Hello, lesbian and gay switchboard. How can I help?
Hello? I wanted to tell you. I was caught. I might just run away.
And that was that.
Despite the lobbying and campaigning, the shaming and the shame, Section 28 remained firmly on the statute books for the next 15 years. On the 18th of September 2003, Section 2A of the Local Government Act 1986 was repealed. But unlike all the noise we'd heard until then, you could barely hear a whisper. It was a lowly clause, a subsection, a boring heading, miscellaneous and general. It was there beneath the new regulations for cosmetic piercing and skin salons. It was even beneath the new penalties for dog fouling. Yet, after 15 years, 5 months and 25 days, Section 28 was history. Yay. And now here we are, 2025. So much good stuff has happened. Same-sex couples can form civil partnerships and get married. We celebrate LGBT History Month and Pride marches around the world. You'll see gays on TV. You can't shift for Claire Balding on Channel 4. And now, we can even adopt children. But, and there's always a but, isn't there? Nearly half of all LGBTQ plus pupils still experience bullying. 2 in 5 are never taught anything about LGBTQ plus issues at school.
53% of school librarians have been asked to remove queer literature from their shelves, and half of them have done so. 1 in 10 queer people experience physically violent attacks at work. A Supreme Court ruling concluded that a trans woman is not legally a woman. And it is still illegal to be gay in over 60 countries around the world. I could go on. I won't. But I know you will. History has a habit of repeating itself. And so I guess the question is, where will you... Hello? You're through to Switchboard. How can I help?